New report: sabotaging America's power grid is far easier than we were told. Image source: Pixabay.com. Hackers wanting to sabotage the U.S. power grid or other critical infrastructure can do so with a simple internet search, primarily because some critical systems are outdated and lack even password protection, an NBC News investigation has found. The shocking findings mean that dams, traffic controls, stadiums and America's electricity are in far greater peril than previously thought. The weakness was underscored when it was discovered that Hamid Firouzi, an Iranian hacker working for the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, was able to gain access to a dam in New York with a legal search engine, the network found. Firouzi has been charged with hacking the Bowman Avenue Dam in New York in 2013. Get free backup electricity that works even during blackouts. It is believed he and his fellow hackers were experimenting with a system to plan for something far bigger. This stuff has been happening undetected for years, and now this is one of the first times that it's surfaced publicly, former FBI computer crime investigator Mike Basil said. We're getting close to a threshold where something must be done. The more this type of activity becomes popular and well-known, it will get worse before it gets better. New report: sabotaging America's power grid is far easier than we were told. Image source: Pixabay.com. Private cybersecurity experts have been able to take control of traffic lights, police license plate reader networks and water plants. Additionally, former Google cybersecurity expert Billy Rios found that control systems at a dozen major stadiums in the U.S. were vulnerable to hackers, meaning they could create panic and stampedes in the venues. So, how do the hackers do it? In a practice called Google dorking, hackers use internet searches to find unsecured ports that can let them into critical infrastructure. The biggest problem is that much of the computer systems behind America's infrastructure was built long ago, before cybersecurity was a need, and those systems are now going online. Some of the infrastructure still contains the default username and password, such as admin and admin. And some of it has no password at all. The water sector, which includes dams, tunnels, bridges and water supply systems, is one of the most vulnerable to hacking. Produce boiling hot water, anywhere, anytime with absolutely no power whatsoever. Experts estimate that around 6.4 billion devices will be connected to the internet by the end of this year. By 2020, 21 billion devices could be connected. Last month, Apple CEO Tim Cook said a simple iPhone could be used to hack and shut down the electric power grid. You have these big control systems that have a straight shot to the internet. That's the fundamental security flaw, security researcher Todd Beardsley told NBC. Some of the current cybercrime laws actually make it illegal for the good guys, or white hat hackers, to search for and expose security flaws. Fear of civil or criminal prosecution under these vague laws can have a chilling effect on the kind of services we could provide, security researcher Joshua Corman told NBC. Do you believe America is prepared for a major cyber attack? Share your thoughts in the section below. Are you prepared for a downgrade? Read more here.